Gangbusters, the only national program to bring you authentic police case histories.
Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. And now, Gangbusters presents the case of the Red Hot Readers and how New York detectives cooled them off. Despite a $2 pearl necklace, a teenage transgressor, and a misused ice pick. The International Association of Chiefs of Police begins its 56th annual conference in Dallas, Texas, tomorrow. The splendid work of this fine organization is best exemplified by the growing cooperation of federal, state, city, and village police departments in holding crime to a minimum. Congratulations and best wishes for the coming year from Gangbusters. The Honorable John J. Sullivan, former Chief of Detectives and Deputy Police Commissioner of the City of New York, who was scheduled to narrate tonight's case, is attending this meeting of the nation's top law enforcement officers. So suppose we begin tonight's case in the city of New York one Saturday morning in September just about a year ago. A boy and a girl of high school age wander aimlessly through the aisles of a huge 5- and 10-cent store on the Upper West Side. They were just looking, and at the moment the jewelry counter seemed to catch their attention.
Hey, look at these pearls.
Oh, come on.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're fake. Put them down, Ellie.
Of course they're fake, but they look real.
Come on, Ellie, will you?
Price tag says $2. Hey, aren't they gorgeous, Mike?
I don't notice anything particular gorgeous. Come on.
I want them, Mike.
Oh, Ellie.
I want them.
This ain't fair, Ellie. We could swipe something we can both use.
I want the pearls.
Ellie.
Is the coast clear?
Yeah, the coast is clear.
All right. Let's go, Mike.
Oh, ain't fair, Ellie. Everything we swipe is for you.
Easy. Don't work so fast.
Yeah. It ain't fair.
Okay, then, Mike, from now on, you don't have to come with me. I'll swipe things for myself.
Oh, now, Ellie, I didn't mean that. Oh, you know what I mean. Once in a while, couldn't it be something I could use?
All right. Next time. Go on, Mike. Get on the street.
Yeah.
Go on, Mike.
Okay, all right. I was just being polite.
Ooh. Well, chalk up another job.
Let's get away from here.
What are you afraid of?
Come on.
Honest to goodness, Mike, you think
this
is a...
That's a kid.
Wait, now, come.
Let go of me.
Come on, Ellie, run.
Mike!
No, you don't.
Mike!
Hold still, kid.
Let go of me.
Let's have those pearls.
What pearls?
The ones you took out of the store. Come on, give.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let go of me.
Hey, you've got lots of fire, haven't you, kid?
I don't know anything about any pearls.
Come on, I saw you lift them off the counter.
Okay, Mr. Store Detective. You don't scare me. I've been in jail before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, a couple of times. So what? Here, here's your pearls. Go on, lock me up.
What's your name?
Supposing I don't want to tell you.
You call Jelly.
Ellie, yeah. Ellie Smith.
That's original.
Go on, lock me up if you're gonna. I don't stand here.
You have got lots of fire, kid. Lots of fire, a 15-year-old.
16.
All right, come along.
You don't have to pull me, copper.
Oh, let's get one thing straight right now. I'm not a cop.
I know you're not a city cop. You're a lousy, crawling store dick.
I'm not even that.
No?
No.
And what are you sticking your nose in?
Because I'm interested.
Well, I ain't interested. Let me go.
Now, watch out for kids like you. When I see one with such fire and little guts, show them how to do okay.
Yeah?
You want to make some real money, Ellie?
What do I have to do?
Nothing much. It's not even as hard as snatching pearls from a dime store.
No?
Yeah. Here's your pearls back. You can keep them.
Thanks. You haven't told me what I gotta do for all this money.
It's not much I told you. Come along, Ellie. It'll all get explained to you.
I don't know whether I trust you, mister.
Pops. All the kids call me Pops.
Oh, what kids?
You'll find out.
Okay, Pops. Let's go.
Ellie, I think you're a find. A real find.
I agree with you.
Come on. I'm dying for Sarah to meet you.
Who's Sarah?
Ah, Sarah. Sarah's the apple of my eye. Right this way, Ellie.
Yes? Who is it?
It's me, Pops. And a friend.
All right. Hello, Sarah.
Get in there.
Come on in, Ellie.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Sarah, this is Ellie. Ellie, Sarah.
How do you do?
Go on over and sit down.
Isn't she a pretty young thing, Sarah?
That's not the point.
She wants to make some money. Isn't that right, Ellie?
That's right, Pops.
Pops, come in here with me a minute.
Sarah.
Come on.
You wait here a minute for me, Ellie. We got to discuss a thing or two.
All right. But hurry.
Just make yourself comfortable, Ellie. I won't be long.
Okay, get inside.
What's the matter with you? Ain't you a sweet young thing, Sarah?
Too sweet.
Oh, Sarah.
We need 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds for this job. They're not suspicious of 13-year-olds. You know that.
She's young, Sarah. She's just well-developed.
Too well-developed.
Listen, I caught her shoplifting. She's got no folks. She lives with an aunt. She's just right.
For who?
Sarah, believe me. I got no personal interest.
All right. I suppose she'll have to do. Kids are getting scarce.
She'll be all right, Sarah. Believe me. She'll be one of the best we ever had.
Hello, Daly.
Clark, just get in.
Yeah, just stepped off the train.
How was Hollywood?
Very Hollywoodish, Daly. Inspector in?
Yeah, he's here. Go on in.
Hello, Inspector.
Well, welcome home, Mr. Clark. You ready to come back to work on the forgery squad? Or do you want another vacation visiting Hollywood royalty?
It wasn't any vacation, Inspector. I had to be in court every day of the trial.
Well, let's compromise and say you were forced into a vacation by means of a subpoena. But you earned it, Mr. Clark.
Oh, thanks, Inspector.
Now, here's what I want you to do.
Oh, wait a minute, Inspector. I just got off the train. I haven't been home.
Well, leave your suitcase here and pick it up later. I want you on this right now.
Oh, something heavy?
Heavy enough. Do you happen to remember those express money orders that were stolen in Philadelphia last spring?
Yes, I think I do. It was some load of them, wasn't it? A couple of thousand blanks?
4,000 and some blank money orders. They're being forged and shoved all over New York.
Oh?
Man and woman seem to be the ringleaders. They've been working all over the five boroughs. They pick up kids in one neighborhood at a time. Kids cash the money orders and they move on. We've gotten several of the kids, but they can't help us.
Not at all?
Just with descriptions. It seems this Pop and Sarah, that's a couple, operate on the theory that we'll grab the kids they use so they don't use them very long.
And there's no other lead?
We've been working, Mr. Clark, all of us. But I'm afraid we're now too close to the forest to see the trees. It's my feeling that perhaps a New York detective who spent the last 6 weeks on the Hollywood front might be the one to see a few trees. What's your feeling?
Well, maybe you're right, Inspector. I'll try.
And, Mr. Clark, please take along any ideas you happen to have acquired from either Metro, Goldwyn, or Mayer.
Look for a place to park, Sarah. Any place around here.
You didn't answer my question, Pops.
What question was that?
You know what question.
You mean about the girl, Ellie?
I mean about the girl.
Oh, Ellie. Now, Sarah, she's working hard. Better work a few more days.
The rule we made was we don't have the kids push the money orders for more than 2 days before we get rid of them. That was the rule we made. So get rid of her.
There. Pull into that spot.
Well?
She's got fire, Sarah. You have to admit she's got fire.
She's also got big brown eyes and pretty legs.
Oh, now, Sarah, I'm old enough to be Ellie's father.
But you're also old enough to be my father.
That may be so, but I don't show it. Listen, Sarah, the girl is smart. She's an operator. She shoves those checks like she was doing it all her life.
Her time is up. Get rid of her.
I think it'd be a good idea to make Ellie a permanent member of the organization.
You will over my dead body.
Sarah, I do believe you're jealous.
I'm jealous, all right, and get that silly smirk off your face.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Jealous of a schoolgirl.
She goes, Pops. That's all there is to it.
All right, I'll think about it.
There's nothing to think about. She goes.
Listen, Sarah. Oh, there she is.
Drive the car once around the block and pick us up.
Why?
Policeman. Did you ever hear of policeman? Will you drive the car around the block? Ellie! Hello, Ellie.
Hiya, Pops.
How'd it go, my dear?
As good as yesterday. Better than the day before.
No questions asked?
What kind of questions? Hey, mister, my father said run down and get a pack of cigarettes and ask the man to please cash his money order for him. It's an express money order, mister. It's a cinch.
Ellie, you're truly a wonder.
Am I, Pops?
Have you got all the dough?
Every cent.
Ah, you're a wonder, all right, Ellie.
Do I become a permanent member of the organization, like you said?
Well...
Do I, Pops?
There's lots of things to consider, Ellie. You're so young, and you need a lot of experience.
But I'm pretty. You said so.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you're pretty. But there's still lots of things to consider.
Like Sarah.
Well, Sarah is kind of stubborn.
I don't care a hoot for Sarah, neither do you.
Oh, of course I care for Sarah.
But not so much as you care for little me. Isn't that right, Pops?
Ellie, if we're going to work this thing to make you a permanent member of the organization, I mean... we're going to have to be smart about it.
Oh, I can be smart, Pops. Awful smart.
Yeah, Ellie. That's a good girl. You'll be smart about it. Leave Sarah to me. Come on, let's get in the car. We mustn't keep her waiting.
Of course we mustn't.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, a gang of criminals has little enough chance for success when everything goes smoothly. But when two members are in conflict, their chances diminish still more. And when two women criminals are at odds, the results are usually fatal, often in more ways than one.
Back to Gangbusters and Commissioner John J. Sullivan's narrative in a moment. And now we take you back to Gangbusters.
And now, as we were telling you for Commissioner John J. Sullivan, detectives of the New York City Forgery Squad were quite busy attempting to trace the gang which forged stolen express money orders and passed them at neighborhood stores. A few mornings later, Detective Clark walked into the office of Inspector Hayes.
Morning, Inspector.
Good morning, Mr. Clark. You been able to see any trees yet?
Maybe, Inspector. We think we've got a lead.
You don't say. What, for instance?
The 32nd Squad had a report of a girl missing from home for 4 days. She answers the description of one of the kids that's been shoving money orders this week.
I don't see any trees, Mr. Clark.
Well, this girl has been picked up a couple of times for shoplifting. Been a hard-to-handle kid, no folks. Lived with her aunt.
That's still rather remote.
Yes, I know it is. The aunt gave detectives in the precinct a picture of this Ellie Parker. We borrowed it from them. Kelly's out now, showing it to some of the merchants who got bitten this week.
I wish you luck, Mr. Clark. But this Pop and Sir have been dropping the kids after a day or so. Excuse me a second.
Of course.
Inspector Hayes speaking. Yes, I see. He's right here. Do you... All right. I'll tell him. Bye.
Was that something for me, Inspector?
Yes, Mr. Clark. That was Mr. Kelly. He's seen the trees.
Oh?
He wants you out to the 32nd Precinct Squad Room right away. He has a merchant there who identifies the picture of the girl as the one who shoved a check on him. Don't let me keep you, Mr. Clark.
120, 130, 140, 45.
Good work, Kelly. 50, that's swell,
50,
Sarah.
Wonderful. $454.11. Now. You order me a drink?
What kind of trouble are you looking for? They don't serve drinks to kids.
You didn't have any trouble in any of the stores. Nobody questioned the checks.
Who questions money orders? Can I have my part of it now?
Yes, honey, my dear, of course.
Just a minute, Pops.
What, Sarah?
Tell her.
Oh, Sarah.
Tell her? Tell me what?
This time, Sarah.
Tell her now.
Yeah, tell me now. I'd like to hear it.
Well, Ellie, my dear... We decided it's getting a little dangerous.
What's getting a little dangerous?
1 or 2 days at most is all we ever had a kid shoving the checks.
Oh. Suppose I don't want to quit.
It's for your own protection, Ellie. You wouldn't want to land up in jail, would you?
And that's where you're headed if you keep it up. That's where we'll all be headed.
Yeah, you've got to be smart about this, Ellie.
Sure, Pops, I got to be smart. Well, I told you I know how to be smart. I had enough. I'm through.
Dad, didn't I tell you, Sarah? She's a quick kid.
Yeah, awful quick. You better go home and stay there, Ellie. That's the place for you.
First, I want to get paid off. I want what I got coming.
Go on, Pops. Give her what she's got coming.
Sure. I'll give her.
I want my things. I got my things at your place. I want to go there and get them.
That won't be necessary. I'll get them for you. You wait here. I'll bring your things back.
Sure. I'll wait.
It won't take me 20 minutes.
You don't know how I hate to do this, Ellie, my dear.
Just give me what money I got coming, Pops.
Sarah, I can't see it my way. Young blood, I say. Young blood is what puts life into an organization.
Well, I was willing to go along. You were willing to have me.
Sarah can be a stubborn woman.
You ask me, she's just plain jealous.
You think so?
Of course I think so. I know so. Let's have the money, Potts.
It's ridiculous. She has nothing to be jealous about. Or, has she?
What do you think, Pops?
But I'm old enough to be your older brother.
I know, Pops, but I happen to like a mature type of man.
Oh, nonsense, my dear.
But it can never be. There's Sarah to consider. Isn't there Sarah to consider?
Well, yes, Ellie, my dear. There's always been Sarah to consider.
It's a shame that she's such a tired old thing. And you're so loyal, isn't it?
Ellie, if there's one thing I am, that's loyal. I'm loyal to my last breath.
I know, Pops. That's why I wouldn't even consider suggesting it.
Suggesting what, my dear?
Well, I... No, it's silly.
What silly?
Oh, I just had a crazy idea that you and me, the two of us, could work this check racket. You've got plenty of the money orders, haven't you?
Why, of course I got plenty. I broke open the safe in Philadelphia that... Without Sarah, you mean?
Yeah, without Sarah. But it's silly, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say it's silly.
Of course, I'm so young. Maybe I'm too young. I haven't had the experience that Sarah's had.
But you're smart, Ellie. I told you were smart. And being young is a good thing. There's nothing like you.
You think we could do it?
Of course. If we wanted to. Under my guidance.
Pops, I'd love to have your guidance.
Ellie, suppose we do.
No, Pops, it wouldn't work. And there's Sarah to consider.
I considered her, Ellie. Ah, nuts to Sarah.
There's the kids to line up and everything.
You can line up the kids. You can give them the lowdown, Ellie. You're smart.
I don't know, Pops.
You could. You could line up that boy you were telling me about, that Mike.
Him? He wouldn't be much help. He's just a dumb kid.
He helped you in the shoplifting, didn't he? I could teach him. I could teach him everything.
You think we can make a team, Pops?
Of course, Ellie, of course.
What about Sarah?
Sarah. I'll tell you what, my dear. We're moving again this afternoon. You know how we move all the time, so if any of the kids talk, we can't be traced. You go home. Go back to your aunt's. In a day or two, I'll be ready to disappear.
How can I go home?
Well, you gotta go home. You're gonna line up this mic, don't you?
I don't know, Pops. Why can't you just disappear with me now?
Well, my dear, Sarah's been the treasure of the organization. She has all the money. I couldn't let her keep all that money, could I?
Don't know. That wouldn't be fair.
All right. I'll give you the address of our new place. If I don't get in touch with you by Thursday night, you meet me there.
Pops, it'll be wonderful.
Yes, Sally, my dear. Wonderful. You pardon me if I have a drink on it. Waiter. Waiter, over here.
He's not going in, Inspector. He left Ellie off at the door.
All right, Mr. Clark, get him. This is as good a time as any.
Yes, sir. Kelly's behind. Oh, he's going to walk back this way.
Very thoughtful of the boy. Nail him as he comes by, Mr. Clark. We'll give him a quick spin.
Right, Inspector. All right, Mike.
Hey, Michael.
In the car.
Hey, what's the idea?
Get in there.
Okay, I'll jump.
Good evening.
Move over.
What's going on here anyway? I didn't do nothing.
Glad we stopped you in time, Mike. Police officers.
Police.
What did Allie say to you tonight?
Allie.
Did she tell you she was passing forged and stolen money orders?
Did she?
Now, listen.
What'd she tell you?
Where's she been the last week?
Who was she with?
Hey, fellas.
What do you know about stolen checks?
Wait a minute. Get me all mixed up.
All right, Mike. We won't get you mixed up. Just tell us the whole story.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'm willing to tell you.
Have you been working with Ellie, shoving checks?
No. No, I haven't. I ain't seen her in a week. Until tonight.
Did she tell you that she was passing stolen checks?
Yeah, she told me.
Somebody named Pops?
Yeah, for somebody named Pops.
Aunt Sarah?
Yeah, Aunt Sarah.
Does she know where they are?
I think so, yeah.
What makes you think so?
She's gonna go back to them. Or him, rather. She wanted me to get into it, too, but I said no. Honest, I said no.
Well, that was the proper attitude, Mike. I hope you'll continue the proper attitude by cooperating with us.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll continue the proper attitude. I'll cooperate. I'll do anything you want.
Good. Now, Mr. Clark, if you will join Detective Kelly.
Okay, Inspector.
Two of you keep a watch on the girl's house with a view toward following her as she leaves.
We'll be in touch with you, Inspector.
Good. And you and I, Mike, we'll take a ride to Center Street. Talk some more about your proper attitude.
Pops, I...
Oh, hello, Sarah.
What are you doing with my suitcase? What'd you expect to find in there?
Cufflinks, Sarah. Cufflinks. I didn't know where we packed the cufflinks.
Where are you getting dressed to go? You need cufflinks.
No place, Sarah. I just thought I might need them sometime.
So you're trying to get the lock open with an ice pick. My new $40 suitcase, and you're breaking the lock open with an ice pick to get cufflinks you don't need.
I was bothered where they were.
Give me that ice pick.
Oh, Sarah.
Give it here.
All right. Take it.
Hey, is that your furniture? You can stick an ice pick in it?
Oh, Sarah.
If you wanted to find your cufflinks, why don't you look in the top drawer where I saw you put them?
Is that where they are?
Yeah. The cufflinks are in the drawer, and the money is in the suitcase.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's strange, Sarah. I always wondered where you kept the boodle.
And right now, you were looking to take it and run away with that punk kid Ellie.
Oh, now, Sarah.
I had an idea what you were up to.
All right. You and I are through, Sarah. I'm tired of being tied down to an old hag.
Hag?
That's what I said. I'm taking what's mine and leaving.
A hag, am I?
Sarah.
You want young stuff, do you?
No, Sarah.
Let's see how your Ellie likes you stuck up with an ice pick.
Please, Sarah.
How, huh? How? How?
Sarah.
How? How would she like you now?
Well, that was the fate of one criminal. But New York detectives still had a time of it. Keeping a tigress from the throat of a vixen.
Why didn't you answer, Pops?
Come in, Ellie.
Oh. Hello, Sarah.
Come in. Pops let me know he was expecting you.
Oh, he did? Yeah, well, that's nice.
Yeah, very nice. I know the whole story.
You do?
I was just packing to get out. I was going to leave Pops for you.
Where is he, Sarah?
In there.
Oh, can he come out?
I think it would be better, Ellie, if you went in.
Well, I can wait out here.
Oh, it's all right, Ellie. Come on.
Okay, it's all right.
In there.
This is really very nice of you, Sarah. Understanding everything, I mean.
Oh, I understand everything perfectly, Ellie. Go on in.
Sure. Hello, Pops.
Well, he's yours. Go on in.
You did it.
Sure I did it. How do you like him now?
Well, I guess I could have...
You're not going anyplace, you punk kid. What did you have to mess things up? I'll show you, you punk kid. You smart, Alec.
Help!
Did they help before, did you?
No, please!
Something, I'll show you.
Come on, get up.
Punk kid. Smart Alec. Punk kid.
All right. Sit down there.
Smart Alec. Punk kid.
She killed him. And there, she killed him.
All right, Ellie, calm down.
He was trying to kill me.
Calm down. Nobody's going to hurt you now. At least not any more than you already hurt yourself.
Well, gangbusters listeners, that was how the final arrests were made in this case. The woman, Sarah Royal, was given a life sentence for second-degree murder. The girl, Ellie, was sent to a reformatory for a term of 5 years.
Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by George Zachary, with Santos Ortega, Dellie Ellis, and Betty Finesse in leading roles. Olin Tye speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord.